True story.
The ancestors of today's robots were automatons. The interactive humanoid robot NAO tells their story.
Hi, I'm NAO. Here we are in Strasbourg Cathedral in 1350.
I'm going to show you something amazing. That's the Three Kings clock.
Wow, it's big!
See the cockerel? Watch what happens up there. Suddenly, the cockerel on the top of the clock flaps its wings. It opens its beak.
That's witchcraft! The statue moves and sings like a cockerel.
It's not magic. That rooster is an automaton.
Huh? What's an automaton?
It's an object that can move on its own and looks and behaves as if it's alive. Let me show you.
Incredible!
A watchmaker made the mechanism that controls the rooster automaton. Now let's go to Italy in the 16th century. The man with the beard is Leonardo da Vinci.
Leonardo da Vinci is a famous artist, but he also invents and designs incredible machines. He designs a mechanical knight.
He will be able to move his arms and turn his head.
And builds a mechanical lion. In 1515, he presents the lion to the French king, François I.
That automaton is amazing!
It looks real!
I have never seen anything like it.
Your Majesty, I'm going to pull this lever to activate another part of the machinery.
It's a lily, the royal flower of France.
Oh!
Da Vinci had made an automaton that looked and moved just like a real animal. After him, people continued to experiment. By the beginning of the 18th century, many inventors are making miniature automatons. They are expensive works of art, and only rich people have them.
It must have a mechanism like a music box that makes it sing.
In 1738, Jacques Vaucanson makes the first humanoid automaton.
Gentlemen of the Royal Academy of Science, I have built a flute player automaton. I have given it lungs so it can play the flute.
But his most famous automaton is a duck.
Come closer, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Vaucanson's amazing invention, the digesting duck.
Oh!
It pooped.
What an amazing automaton. Its inventor made it move just like a real duck. 1770, in Vienna. Baron Wolfgang von Kempelen intrigues the public.
My chess player is the first automaton that can beat a human being.
Oh!
Can I have a volunteer to play against my automaton? Please, take a seat.
Wow, this automaton is good.
After a long game,
the automaton has won!
The chess player entertains courts around Europe for 50 years.
Well done!
Well done! Well done!
But then one day people found out that it was being controlled by a man hiding inside it. He used a clever system of ropes and mirrors to move it. Our story continues in Paris in December 1909.
Can we visit the Eiffel Tower, please?
Maybe tomorrow. Let's go and see the window displays. For the first time, automatons are used to decorate the windows of a department store at Christmas to attract shoppers.
The bears are moving!
Wow! It's like being at the North Pole.
These automatons attracted crowds. It was good publicity for the department store. In 1912, in the United States, engineers Hammond and Meissner invent the first electric robot.
Our robot dog is called Celino. As you can see, it reacts to its surroundings. It has sensors in its eyes. To make it turn left, I point my torch at its left eye.
Celino was never used, but this was the start of robotics.
During the Second World War, the German army uses remote-controlled robot tanks.
Send Goliath to the enemy. It's full of explosives.
After the war, robots are used in factories in the USA.
This is my industrial robot. It's called Unimate.
In 1963, Unimate changes how workers in car factories do their jobs. It is faster than humans.
I'm NAO. I was born in 2006. I am a humanoid robot. I speak, I walk, and I'm connected to the internet. Soon, robots like me will be more and more useful to humans like you.